There's absolutely an advantage coming to CrossFit from a D1 school or Division I athletics, and I think you hit it on the head there. Gymnastics, track. I wish I was a gymnast. I mean, I wish I was a gymnast. To me, they have an advantage with just so much of the skills that I see people struggle with the body weight movements. So right there, that sport, an element is an advantage. But Division I athletics in general is a different competition. It's a different level of mental toughness, and just knowing what your strengths and weaknesses are, knowing how to in your mind tell yourself how you got to get through something, whether it's a game, whether it's a championship, whatever it is, whatever match or meet or competition it is, knowing how to get through a big game. And I think that's huge with CrossFit, whether it's just your WOD, your daily WOD that you got to get through, or whether it's the games. Mental toughness is something that you really do learn at in college and in Division I athletics, I feel like, and it's a huge advantage for CrossFitters. The last day of the games in Aromas was a tricky WOD. Mentally, I had to make sure that I was ready for it. I had never cleaned and jerked that much weight. The most I ever cleaned and jerked was 95 pounds, so it was just five more, but in your head, that's still more than you've ever done before. So it took a lot of concentration, but mentally, I just had to see myself going through it before I actually did it. Going through it was actually really tough. That was the first time all weekend that I didn't know if I was going to be able to actually complete the WOD. And then Nicole Carroll started screaming in my face, and I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get through this one. It's going to be all right. But so today, actually, I'm really excited. I know looking at videos and looking back at the games that last day, my form wasn't there. I like cleans and jerks, I do, but I think after today I'm a little bit nervous to find out that I probably need to correct my technique. But that also makes me excited, because if that exercise ever comes up again in the games or somewhere else, that hopefully I'll be able to do them a little bit more efficiently.
Get back and go. See, that's where I want to be. I don't want this to finish at all. And that's where a lot of times with the lighter weights, people, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They want to hurry up, and that's where you want. That's where you got to be.
Right.
You got to be there now. Even though it's 35 pounds, you got to be there with 35 pounds and use and maintain that same technique.
Yeah.
So let's try it again and see what happens. Just curtail the pull on it like it's 35 pounds.
Okay.
That's an excellent clean deadlift. I'm right here with you. All right, and go. See how you hit that?
Yep.
Because you didn't finish.
Didn't.
Shoulders and finish. Get it back and up. Now pull yourself right down. Don't hang out at the top. You're doing beautiful. Just don't hang out, because that is death. You'll never beat that bar down. Just same thing. You don't have to do hardly anything. I'll tell you what. Right here, right now.
Yeah.
Shrug your shoulders. Shrug your shoulders. Now, I'm going to tell you, shrug your shoulders. You're not going to do anything else. Bring them down. You're going to shrug and go right into the squat. Don't even do anything with your legs. Just shrug and go. Shrug. Okay? And down. Now, this time I'm going to say, go. And all you're going to do is shrug and go right in. Go.
Oh.
You got to go,
yeah.
Girl. Better go.
Okay.
Go. Oh, it's got to be faster than that, though. It's got to be fast. That's how strong you are.
Yeah.
You see how you're pulling it up with your arms? No, as soon as the shoulders move, what are you doing? You better be pulling your body down. Go! No. Nope, 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 nope. It's got to be shrug and go. All right, get up on your toes. Shrug and go. Faster. You got to move your feet. It's got to be faster. Go! There we go. And stand. Get up on your toes. Go! Faster. Good. You're doing it by the numbers, though. You're pausing. Don't. Get your ass right under the bar. Move your feet. Go! Faster. Okay, now, just relax. Because what's happening is you're shrugging and then pulling and then going. I want you to sew underneath the weight. Keep pulling, but it's got to be instantaneous. It's got to be all at the same time. You're mechanical. You're mechanical. You're thinking too much. Just shrug and go. Go. Better. That was a much better lift. Shrug and go. Ready? Go! Better. Again. And go! Again. Faster. Shrug and go. As soon as your shoulders raise, the second that those start coming up, get your ass down. Go! Go! That's the best one. That's your best one. Stand. Good job. That's
my
good.
Exact words after I finished on Sunday at the games, first thing I said to Josh was, I'm never doing this again. Emotionally, mentally, physically, I was done. And then about 2 days later, I'm like, all right, we're training for 09. Let's go. And as soon as they posted, it was last week when they posted the dates for next year, I was like, okay, training, we're in full swing. I gotta go back. I gotta go.
Holy shit. Now you're getting my ass fired up. That was outstanding. Get back on your heels, chest up. I didn't tell you to come up. You're looking good. You are the best second period physical education class I have ever had.